Sing, You are listening to Ecotone Radio. On 3103.9.org. This is King Sunny Ade. Refix.
Spread propaganda. a full time set this day to recognize. I say, reggae freak get the earplay. Rinse it in the night and bust it up in a the day. Can't flop, power reggae music too hot. Rinse it on MTV and even top of the family. As a little baby, Saki Bank and a skank to the reggae. What about me mom and daddy? Me father and granny, well the whole of them a skank to the reggae. Even the little baby, who not even real.
familiar. We don't need guns to run. Look how them fighting fancy media making way for cops to come. Marching up, that's a whole leap of some one. You be on me the fire. Watch this. John Daniel believe is rising, my one of our own. Don't know about the sounds, leave them alone. It's a simple way to wizard, that's my vibe on a scrub. The ATV in Zion who cause the turn of earth to bud. Cannot visit the crappy first night you make love. You rock bad man, you're a low and blue on you a bud. Basic introduction to the wisdom with a flop. Now I hide it from the screen, now the red and black.
Everyone up on the corner, you keep me calm, you make me smarter.
Shining, soon in the mind. With the weird compliments of the time. No wanna see no bill. Let the damn phone ring. Observing the plans, looking so tranquil. Her time is before, and I ain't scared no more. Just the weed up, full living, clean and pure. 2 pound is not enough, and definitely want more. Give me the telephone, talent make a tell the world a cure. I may not be familiar with how the country run. You call them fighting fancy, me not making way for cop to come. Mashing up that whole lead for some bum. You be animated by your make a blaze, it's chill up.
Gevaarlijk met ijzer, zaken, zet ze van met de samen. Oh, oh, dan je wat, dan neem je ze zo. your last cause homo as a lang ka like toy pomos last with the old slow tie spinal the river the kadra kafalak with Isaac Jack on jump spang at the sam for it gedoen prophecy jewels what ik pocket my kop as a doom and a frot kops as van op a doonus binnenkort for om a doomus bloedklont a complicate cruise op die tongen van dokter zoomer ek loop het stuif en behoef jou sint en jou pijn gevoelig toegewijdes al om die steeds blij voelig soek zijn moeilijkheid sarat en woord as vroeger tijd soos het lijkt wil zij hoeven spuis in de hoek het zijn noedel en zij bangen staan veer van het jouvall is gepleen blasten zij staan in de square wat is een veer challenge het klinkt bizar wat is waak had zij dwalen bij zwarte kracht van sound wat bounce had zij statte en hoe kom aan die ik het dik met super zijn ik een fit man net zo goed als vangelijke punani krijg jou medicijn en wil zij slim is kijk dit smaak van alle wijs vingers duimen ik maats met geloof geschool in die aard my kaak is wit rood anders wat op een salms achterste voor staan in jou spoor die my gevaar zak in de sloot die kalmte dat is jou gelaat en rangskik het oor count of wits is nes waard is kaas relax het die mind wat die plan in het gelips die tafels is gedek my supplements een zakje lint dat zit die arsenal verstek homo in jou arts dat in is jou laasters homo is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal dat die vinnig gedraag geval ek met Isaac Jack en zit spong het te same homo in jou arts dat in is jou laasters homo is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal dat die vinnig gedraag geval ek met Isaac Jack en zit spong het te same
die sê twister het een punt bij amal se kiepjes wind skiep ek praat ek rappie en plastic is a sing dief in lief greep die microfoon dit is die kroon in spieg bij die vet was van sepie gebied oor stroom en lieg God zat op tafel, berg goed op die kop goed oor zit saamgewerkt voor die eeuwe stop brind iets, van die boel aan zone plant die volk aan bome en iets praat die school van loon, het zaakie boek aan tronen en beats broek hel is tot hoedstok, dis aan jou goed zo soos hel is het oppop, blij as op hoedvrop hoe geel van het roodstop, krij maal geoepkop toe vlik het ook skrop, blij pa jou moegpop so voel die combinatie, zit vinger in die braaf van die plaas gee dinge wat jou laat maat, sien nachte op sit skryf sonder nog tot paas drie kringe omrip en saas nog een kaas die vrinde op flip en gestaat maar wees die saak die haat die van Jackspeed dankie
homo, in jou arts dat ding is jou laasters homo, is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal ding vinnig het raak geval ek met Isaac Jack en zit vinger het te same homo jou wat stel in is jou laasters homo is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal ding vinnig het raak gevaarlik met Isaac Jack en zit spang het te same
my naam is geskreep op sperm sê al het ek voor my nou ek spoeg een gat in de beer nou crazy a volcano don't be alarmed as het leek ik trek nou van rijm ik is dood al het diesen ja ik haal asem op overtime ik is waar om my gums check wat gaat betek aan my vocal wil een union join my tong wil op een strijk gaan die is een gemos wat rijm of koos ik zit te drol in de time machine hy was die een van die dinosaurs, hy sal check wat kind met oors na ek weet die, as marbles missing die braas, hy speel table tennis met jou kidney as ek sat gaan, dan staan ek net uit die boot op my ego is groter as wat sien dis a fucking voorkop, begiet van punchline die spansline, so die klein, to the worst meeting, to check the rename, who the rewinds stop, kreeu liewe as hier aan sy gauwe orde, ek kou aan piekers en kopjes aan draak die pure in sy poorde, as punchlines in my pad is why, kiek ek val plat ek het goot a double album met een take, fuck a double up, ek was te vrugbaar op primary school, ek doen het, een hand van master op basis ik hoef hy die velle nou sê ek gesoen het
homo in jou arts dat in is jou laasters homo is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal ding vinnig gedraag geval ek met Isaac Jack en zit spang het te same homo in jou arts dat in is jou laasters homo is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal ding vinnig gedraag geval ek met Isaac Jack en zit spang het te same homo in jou arts dat in is jou laasters homo is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal ding vinnig gedraag geval ek met Isaac Jack en zit spang het te same homo in jou arts dat in is jou laasters homo is al lang al uit die pomos blaas met die old slow tire spinal ding vinnig gedraag geval ek met Isaac Jack en zit spang het te same
Oh, my God. sili Wendolo no njini la bolinge chinya Oba wakulila we watari aloga Wendolo no njini la bolinge chinya Oba wakulila we watari sili Wendolo no njini la bolinge chinya Oba wakulila we watari aloga Nai, nai, mai Gotta look good and no look nice Gotta look pretty, give me a chance Gotta look in the heart, man, me look on your face Give me romance, start with a kiss When no need it, I told in a market day. All of us, yeah, you are when I get a market day. Now, yes, I'm going to be cooked a simple cool. And I went a manga, see, cool, have a cool. What's it like a simple, like a cool, a cool.
Well, them serve the lot of them trash, but a bad man's rise to shatter them. Them beat on her. Your rankings, my friend, come and burn your bad
friends. Let me tell them, son, I flow. Give me no me fire crew. Then got the one man's hand, you need it. Now you're young, play and them you're full under. Then got to. Then got to, you ain't got to see each other. Then got to. We want to see you, we want to need you. Then got to, one man's hand, you need it. Then got to. Now you're young, play and them you're full under. Then got to. Then got to, you ain't got to see each other.
Yeah. Hello. Running in a property. nga bwetu magira balize banje makula balulira nondima kati mutima pokuwa balima
Yeah. She's gonna dance, she's gonna dance, she's gonna dance. mukuba mazimo mukazi no mukuba kuri wasobya no mukuba atakumale mere na chikuwa talo mukazi no mukuba kwe muliro ndano mukuba kuri wasobya no mukuba tato musabe mere na chikuwa
ipuse kauna
Pianist, and soon an orchestra, next a Wurlitzer. And what contraptions did they use in the day of my childhood to play regularly the same tunes to accompany the same films? I'm probably the last Earthling, the last, says the cat, to remember what themes came with what films. A Midsummer Night's Dream on Wings, The Dogfights, Litz, The Preludes on Ben-Hur. A touch of humor noir here, to think that the saga of the young Hebrew prince was adorned by Hitler's favorite music, which in turn explains why you hear it more often than Wagner on the German war newsreels. But I get carried away. Ah yes, the pianist. The tapir, as we Russians say, from the French tapir, to hit, to strike, thus coining a word that, interestingly enough, doesn't exist in pure French, only in slang, where it means a smoocher. So you see, already two non-existences exist. Repeat. So you see, already two non-existences listed. As if everything connected with that strange, quote-unquote, silent movie concept was struck not by a tapir, but by some sort of cinematographic antimatter. Silent movie, silent era. There was considerably less silence in a movie house of the 20s than, say, in a vintage Antonioni. People already needed music to fix their emotions. Music doesn't create emotions, it fixes them, like you fix color. And the pianist was busy fixing emotions. And people whose emotions had been improperly fixed, a wrong chord, for one, reacted by shooting him. I remember Jauvet, with his unmistakable staccato. Le pianiste sur le qui l'a été pris n'a pas tué, si toi moi. Perhaps we Frenchmen are closer to the point by using, quote-unquote, cinema mute. Mute, meaning simply that people didn't speak, which left the music question open. But even that wasn't true. They were talking. They were talking a lot. Those interminable captions in Wings, precisely. Not so far-fetched to me to herald my imaginary remembrance of things past with the advertising line, quote, the first movie where the captions take more space than the image, unquote. They were articulating sentence after sentence. The only difference was that you didn't hear them, and that, finally, it was less a case of mute movies than of deaf audiences. To be true, playing music wasn't the only way to prevent the silent films from being silent. When the public simply didn't understand the captions, be they illiterate or foreigners, then appeared the character we Japanese called the benshi, or narrator, who stood beside the screen to translate, or arrange, or interpret the printed text. Kurosawa's brother was one of these narrators, and the prestige of his function did play a part in the master's early fascination with movies. For, as he put it in his autobiography, these benshi, quote, not only recounted the plots of the film, they enhanced the emotional content by performing the voices and sound effects and providing the evocative descriptions of the events and images on the screen, unquote. You'd swear you're listening to the chorus at the beginning of Henry V, and you dream of having seen Way Down East narrated that way. I had a similar experience in Mexico in the 50s. An English-speaking, subtitled version of a U.S. movie was sort of cryptic for the ordinary peasant who didn't speak English, nor could they read the subtitles. So every Saturday night, the only member of the community reputed literate would stand and comment on the screening, more or less the benshi way. Their mastery of the Hollywood lingo being debatable, they, quote, work their imaginary forces, unquote, not to lose face in front of the audience. More than often, the result was quite refreshing. Wings is certainly not the first picture I saw. It's the first I remember, quite vividly. When I saw it again, after a lapse of some 50 years, I was struck by the crystal-clear memory I had kept of certain sequences, with a difference, as I had no doubt, really not, about the leading lady, Clara Bow. On the men's side, I remember Gary Cooper as the star. Yet I discovered young Gary had just one scene and was killed at the end of Reel 1. I suppose this is what makes a star. One gesture, one smile. And it's him you remember, not the vague young man who was then in charge to get the girl. Next came Gastine's Joan of Arc and the close-ups of Simone Genoveau, It was probably the first time I saw Dame's face enlarged on a 44 by 33 foot screen. Even Clara Bow's didn't attain such proportions. But I don't think this quantitative phenomenon explains by itself the state of exhilaration I found myself in. I couldn't describe it otherwise that with comic strip onomatopoeias like wham, thud thud, bump bump, shudder. Another way to put sound on film, most indecipherably for a 7-year-old boy, but which I identified clearly later on as the true symptoms of romance. And when some years ago, the French Cinematique issued a beautifully restored copy of La Merveilleuse vie la Jeanne d'Arc, I found myself sitting not far from a charming old lady who didn't suspect for 1 minute she had been, literally, my first love. Such memories obviously account for one's fascination with the so-called silent era. But even before these precise, identified filmic flashes, there is, like any self-respecting cosmogony, a period of chaos, vague images of gods and goddesses, united, disorderly, full of gaps and black holes, that shadowy period that always comes before the structured mythology. I find in my early childhood memory such shadows. I couldn't imagine they were real people. How could I comprehend the process of filmmaking? But some sorts of machines, a complex organization of cranks and wheels aimed at animating the shapes of Indians and cowboys, the usual stuff these memories are made of, by which, mind you, I was simply inventing the concept of animated synthetic images of today. Some foresight for a toddle. Perhaps it's that, strictly speaking, prehistoric state of film memory that carried me toward this evocation, even more than my amours enfantines with Clara Bow and Simone Genevieve, the idea of a state of perception anterior to understanding, anterior to conscience, anterior by millenniums to film critics and analysis. A kind of kino, the cinema of origins, closer to Aphrodite than to Garbo, and whose main feature was certainly not silence. I guess I proved it, but that other kind of mutism, the muffling of another kind of signal, much more meaningful than the words, the erasing of colors, the black and white. Everybody knows color was there too, like music. Color systems were ready, and sometimes used for prestige. Some sequences of Fred Niblo's aforementioned Ben-Hur were painted. Mashunkin's Casanova was tainted. Night scenes were often wrapped in blue and period sequences in sepia. Yet for half a century, cinema remained true to black and white. And I'm not Marxist enough to explain it solely by economic factors. It's as if the industry's collective unconscious had held its breath, suspended its step, like Angelopoulos' stork, to enjoy a privileged stage of perception before joining the mainstream of realistic representation. Like a child who tries to refrain from growing up too fast in order to retain the privileges of childhood. Like photography, where color was immediately available by the unexpected virtues of a potato slice, cinema decided to remain for a while in this happy, new, colorless world. In a trade carried on by people who were everything but ascetical, suddenly we meet a choice that had all the characteristics of pure ascesis, where less is more, where loss is gain. Abandoning the feudal prestiges of a colorized universe, cinema and photography began to draw the map of a new empire where shades of gray were there to detail the various scales of human kindness. The kingdom of shadows Gorky was describing after his first view of the Lumiere cinematograph in Nizhny Novgorod, 1896. And people started to dream in black and white. Everybody has heard the sentence, "Do you dream in colors?" And why, pray thee, would I dream the world otherwise than I see it, if cinema hadn't been there to substitute a new way to look at dreams? I am convinced that until 1900 or so, people dreamt in color, and I'm afraid that after year 2000, they shall do so again. In the meantime, managers have won over the unconscious. And all that this awful 20th century will have brought us, between genocides, AIDS, and sitcoms, will have been one century of fine grain, high contrast, panachromic B&W personal dreams. There a question arises. Does Ted Turner dream in black and white? Jane, if you read this, give me a call. In fact, this refusal of color goes far deeper than the Urquino itself. It's simply a refusal of nature's original system of seduction. If we believe with Claude Goudin that, quote, around 3 billion years ago, with chance and necessity getting things going, a seduction process using colors and perfumes got underway among some microorganisms who, by nibbling away at the sunshine, invented photosynthesis, unquote. The choice of black and white is nothing less than a haughty denial of our biological heritage, a way to assert man's inner resources against nature's consoling paraphernalia. But if Goudin goes as far as saying color is sex, does that imply that black and white is sexless, or rather that this sudden apparition of a world completely deprived of our usual and basic systems of references draws us to the necessity of finding of these systems within ourselves? Just as music forces us to invent an inner space where painting provides the outer space too easily. This panchromatic film would then be the music of our plastic souls, a way to reinvent seduction with our brave black and white hands. When I began to play with black and white film clips, and to film in black and white myself for this experiment, I just wanted it to be a light, unpretentious way to celebrate, in my manner, 100 years of cinematography. And God forbid that I theorize all this in a solemn way. Only the pleasure, or is it the sweet sorrow, to part with the already doomed glory of that era. But to put it more simply, wasn't it fun to free oneself from a 3 billion year long addiction? In Mexico, I didn't discover only the persistence of the Benshi tradition. In these pre-television days, radio itself was a rarity, and what I discovered was the altar-like status of some technical tools, the total discrepancy between a medium's avowed aims and its real function. In every house of the little village I lived in, radio screamed at full blast, all day, while the owners went to the fields. It was there simply to be, not to be listened to, like a fire whose sole purpose was to burn, not to light or to warm. Perhaps this installation aims to be just that kind of altar, the sheer exposure to film magic, free from anecdote or direct emotions, where the viewer may hang around, pick something of the perpetual flame, brood over these adventures of black and white, change, perhaps, my images against his or hers, replace Catherine Bahoja's beautiful face by a closer and dearer face, and go away with an imaginary picture unrolling within his or her deep inner screening room, with that untranslatable feeling we Germans call Sehnsucht, and we Brazilians call Salude, and the rest is silence.